Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jenny. May I have your zip code to assist you, please?
42749.
Say it again, please.
42749.
Thank you. And your first and last name, please?
Angela Sloan.
And your shipping address, please?
2905 Ellenan Turnpike Road, Horse Cave, Kentucky.
Thank you. I'm reviewing your account. Thank you for your patience.
I don't think I have an account. That's actually
Okay.
why I'm calling.
Thank you. 1 minute for me. What I'm seeing here, Ms. Sloan Angela, is the May 26 order, which has been fully declined for a kitchen item, which is also a membership, buying into a membership discount online store. Your bank has
No.
declined all payments for the membership and has paid
because,
$7.95.
One, I don't know who you are. And two, I haven't tried to get a kitchen item or a membership. So, but I also see the same phone number is connected to a charge that went through on my card before I froze it.
On May 26th, there was a $7.95 order for this
No.
kitchen. Okay, so this is what I need
Not
to
on
ask
this.
You. I'm able to cancel this account fully. And if you would have received a kitchen item or it's still coming, and I can look at that, then you keep it as a gift or whoever has ordered this, and that's it. Your card is charged for $7.95, and then we shut down the account. Or I can transfer you to the fraud department, and you can deal with the $7.95.
So what kind of gift is supposed to be coming?
So that I don't know. It's a kitchen item. It, oftentimes it's between a blender. It could be a, it could be any gadget that assists people in the kitchen.
Okay, so.
So either, so I'm shutting down the account because you obviously don't
mm-hmm.
want it and your bank has declined payment
for yes,
the
because
discount.
I froze my card after I saw this first charge of $7.95 for whatever, I don't even know what it is, because let me
so this you don't recall making a purchase of some kind on May 26th?
Okay, so what I'm looking at is the $7.95 is under one name. It's under Absolute Tech.
Those are
and
all
this,
merchant ID for banking purposes. They're not the company. Those are all merchant ID numbers for banking purposes.
So as of right now, there will not be another charge from this company or anyone else associated with this phone number.
That is right.
On my credit card.
That is right, because the account is being shut down.
Okay. Now, whatever is supposedly being shipped, where is it at?
So that's where I'm looking here to see what the post office tracking number is. But the address you gave me, it's where it was, it's going.
Well, if something actually shows up, I'm going to return it.
Well, do you...
Not that I believe it's going to show up, because one, oh my God, okay. So what is the tracking number for this item?
No, I don't have a tracking number. The postal service didn't give one. Hold on, please.
Because nothing's going to show up.
Let me see.
Weird,
Yeah, let me see what's going on here. No, it's very black and white. If there was ordered, then it's shipped, right? And if it's not shipped out, there's a reason. So that's what I'm looking
at. But if it's shipped, there should be a number.
I see it's not shipped. I'm actually looking.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
So go ahead and refund that $7.95 as well, since nothing's been shipped.
Let me make sure if it's not shipped. I have to make sure, ma'am. That's what I'm looking at. Three different parts of the computer, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. So there's two things, ma'am. I know it's only $7.95, but just to let you know, in terms of the, because we represent many products and companies, so to let you know, the $7.95, it's already now May 26th. It's only $7.95, I'm aware, but it's considered a valid charge. And you didn't call during the trial time between now and the 31st. The 7-day trial
because
time.
Because I didn't know there was a trial time for something I didn't order.
Right. So that's why I'm saying to you, this is considered a valid charge. If you wanted the product, but you're saying you didn't even make it, then I'm going to... No, you know what? Hold on 1 minute for me. Thank you. Thank you for your patience. Thank you, ma'am. Hold on 1 minute, please.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you so much for your patience, okay? So you are receiving back the $7.95 back on your account right now, okay?
Thank you.
You're so welcome. And I want to thank you for your patience regarding it. It will be 3 to 5 business days you'll see it on your account. And I'm giving you the refund and cancellation number of the account so you are assured that you'll get it back.
All right. And what is that?
Okay, 1 moment. Thank you. Okay, thank you for your patience. That number is C like Charlie. And then it is 260-323-862.
Okay. And there will be no more charges to that card.
That is correct.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Have a good day, Ms. Sloan. Bye-bye. Thank you for calling customers.